get a little less reverb, I feel like Kim Walker a little bit. Woo! I don't know. Worship is incredible. Honestly, I feel like I could stay in worship forever. Most of the time, I'm like, man, I really want to hear from God, or I really want to go away from this world. I just go into worship. So you guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to do that, to escape yourself, you should escape yourself today. If you missed the opportunity during worship right now, please stay for the 11 o'clock service. I can't remember the adult word for what's coming. Like, you know, like it's the turn up is real, or like you know when you go ham? Like it's going to get messy. Okay. Ham is so much more. It's like, you know, you're like, you go ham, like Samuel L. Jackson. No? All right. So the 11 o'clock service, the purpose, I'm saying this because we're going somewhere today. Some of you guys are going somewhere before we go somewhere. You're going to leave. But the intent, like, we're discussing, you know, about getting messy. Like, how do we get messy? How do we just basically get out of the way of God so that God can do something larger than we are? The mess is really just that we're so organized in ourselves. We compartmentalize ourselves and God. So, you know, we say, oh, think outside of the box, or don't put God in a box. Like, we put ourselves in a box. So there's only so much freedom we can give God when we ourselves are in a box. Here's the box that is me, and this is what I allow God to do. 11 o'clock service, our intent is to get messy. To go, God, just break the box. Sounds all exciting. Just break me. Because I can't get out of myself to enter into the you that you created me to be. So just break me so that I have access to you. So it's a mess. Increase and overflow is what we were talking about. And this Sunday is dedicated to increase and to overflow. The thing is, God is always increasing and he's always overflowing. So those words are not for him. Those words are for you to step into. He doesn't need to be reminded. Don't forget to overflow. It's like, I'm more than enough. So we have to step into increase. Not just receiving increase. Being increase. Sometimes that's giving, but sometimes that's just existing so on fire with the Holy Spirit that you allow the Holy Spirit to be overflow and to be increase, and then you exist as increase because he's using you. We just have to exist as. So a lot of this stuff, like, okay, it's just, there are changes in mindsets, but it's not, okay, now go be increased. Just hand over money to people. Or, you know what I mean? It's not just like a service where you have to do something. You just have to change mindsets, change heart conditions till you operate as the allowance of God. That's one of the greatest things you can ever do in your life is to allow God. You can line everything up in the scripture. All those things that are incredible, that are miraculous, you can't do them anyway. What you can do is allow God. Because God can do all things. See, when the scripture says, I can do all things, it's only through Christ who strengthens you. So that means you did not have the strength to do it. And then in Christ, you have the strength. So you never really possess the strength for yourself. You only submit. Submit yourself to Christ, and then Christ strengthens you. He has the strength in the first place. I don't know if you've ever done this, like little lie to little kids, you know, and you make them feel good about themselves or whatever. So, and they try to pick you up and you go, oh, you know, like, oh my gosh, I had this strength. This is what Christ does with us. Like, all I need you to do is just show up and exist as. Surrender so that I can do it. I want to help. Okay, cool. And then you grab hold of the thing and it's too big and he's behind you going, that is so cute. Look how amazing they are. I was praying and God got my attention. He said, Jubilee is not a lamp on a lampstand. And I know he was using this to get my attention because Revelations talks about being, you know, Jesus shows up and he's talking about the churches, like the churches are the lamps. And he says, Jubilee is not a lamp on a lampstand. So I'm in the middle of like, you know, you have half worship, half prayer or something. I don't know what that's called, but that's where I was. And I'm like, wait, what? What did you say? And he says, Jubilee is a power strip. You know, those little power strips, you know. And the purpose of it is to plug directly into the power source. The idea of what Jubilee does, we're going to plug directly into the power source, and then we give other people access to the Holy Spirit. That's what Jubilee is, which means that's what you are as an individual. That's in your DNA to go, you know what I do? I go, there's God. Let me plug in directly to where God is and then allow people, come. Which means a lot of times you meet with other people and you're like, well, I feel like they don't have the power. Of course they don't have the power. Not yet. The purpose of what Jubilee is to lead people to the power. Stay plugged in. You know what it means to be a power strip and not a lampstand? You're not set up on a pedestal. You're behind somebody else's pedestal. And there's dust all around you. All the forgotten things that fall back and you're next to like somebody else's forgotten blessing. Like, whoa, what is that? Well, we're just back here. What's going on in my life, God? I wanted to light up the room. It's not your identity to light up the room. Your identity is to plug into me. Because it's there where you go, the glory is definitely not mine. Glory comes to the lamp. Glory comes to electricity. The power strip is just the power strip. But you know what God does? He's changing atmospheres through us. So he says, if I can get a power strip to plug in and another power strip to plug into them and another power strip to plug into them. And you know how it looks crazy and it's a fire hazard? This is like 35 power strips plugging into each other and then all this stuff coming out. And in the natural, we go, don't do that. In the spiritual, he's saying, if I can get all you guys to plug into each other, and to plug into me, I'm no longer confined to the wall. There's no stronghold. There's no barrier. There's no wall preventing me from taking over this atmosphere. All of a sudden, there are so many power strips plugged into each other and plugged into me. All of a sudden, a fire ignites. All of a sudden, it's not just light. Oh, there's more than enough light. The house is burning. We don't invite fire. You know when we invite fire? When we can contain it. Well, you can be in here, God. Stay in the fireplace. Stay in the fire pit. Well, you can stay, but you have to be right here in the stove. Don't move too far, because then I'll put you out. I don't want you to take over the atmosphere. I want to control the atmosphere. I think it's too hot in here. Let me turn down the fire so I'm comfortable. And God is going, okay, I hear you. You're a power strip. Plug in. What he's really saying is, I'm getting ready to take over. You keep saying, change the atmosphere, Lord. And then he does. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. Turn it down. Change the atmosphere. Oh, that was a little warm. Wait a minute. And he takes you right to your line, whatever your comfort line is. And he goes, I'm over there. Well, I'm willing to look at you from my line. Well, don't go over there. Where are you going, God? I'm going. Let's go. Okay, I'll go right here. New line. I'll go right here, God. Like, wait a minute. We were traveling somewhere. I was leading you somewhere. I know, but I made a new step. So pat me on the back, please, God. Give me a participation award for showing up to church, God. I showed up, God, so I should get a ribbon, right? Who made it into the Bible for showing up to church? No. Even the horrible people, like Nebuchadnezzar, I like that dude. Because, you know, he's like the bad guy, one of the bad guys in the Bible. But, you know, he's, by the end of the story, he's worshiping God. Like, oh my gosh, his God is amazing. I'm going to worship this dude. I didn't know before and I was crazy. I might still be crazy, but I'm going to worship this dude. And then we get so bound in ourselves that we go, I'll worship you, but kind of as much as I can and remain safe. I'm telling you now, 11 o'clock, we're not going to be safe. But I don't mean just as like, we'll spend the next 2 hours being so risky and then go back to being safe. Like what? It's an experience. It's an opportunity for you to know, I can have so much faith. I can have more faith in God than I have faith in myself. And a lot of times we don't. A lot of times we do have faith in God in the things that are abstract. But when it comes to comparing ourselves to God, we normally go with self. We normally go with, here's my experience, here's what I know, I don't have enough information on that, God. That's what Pastor Steve was talking about last Sunday when he had his dream. And the Holy Spirit is leading him. And Pastor Steve is trusting more in himself. He's like, don't be evasive. Give me all the information so that I can calculate it and determine what is the safest route for me to do this. And the Holy Spirit is saying, don't use what you understand as your route, because I will create a path. There is no route. I can give you all the information you need. And you go, I don't like this because there's no route. And he goes, I know. Because I walk on water. Because I'll walk off the cliff and keep walking. And I lead you someplace that other people can't follow. And no one else has gone before me because they can't. And he's saying, come with me. So when I'm talking about increase, when I'm talking about overflow, I'm talking about a place that you haven't been before. Because it's not by you. It's not for you. And it's not through you. It's all through Christ and for Christ and by Christ. And we have to just enter in. And that place is glorious for Jesus. When you enter in into Jesus Christ, understand that you won't be seen. You'll be there. But the shining, the radiance doesn't come off of you. But you're there in the experience. God does something with you. And you go, wow, okay, I want to live my life right here. All we have to do is enter in. Is go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And we don't look to the left and we don't look to the right. We just keep chasing Christ. And if you happen to, in this full sprint running toward Christ, if you happen to look over, you're like, I have no idea where I am. Amen. And you just keep running. Because by the time you're in a place you have no idea where you are, if you stop, what are you just going to, well, I guess I'll set up a house here. A lot of times we stop when the Lord is leading us, and he didn't ask us to stop. We get excited. Wow, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. It's so colorful. I feel the healing. I got the power. And then whatever, you know, and then we go, whoa, wait a minute. I have power. I'll just set up right here. But God didn't say stop, because the power is in him. If you don't stay with Christ, you don't stay with the power. You don't stay with the authority. You don't stay with the healing. You don't stay with the ministry that is so powerful. Oh my gosh, I have this incredible ministry. Well, keep following Christ. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Not all of our fruit that is a recognition of what we're doing with our lives, not all of our fruit hangs on us. The fruit of what we're doing and how we're functioning, your fruit should be hanging on other people. How can you tell how Christ-like I am? Start picking the fruit around the people that surround me, around the people that I have access to their lives, and then you'll see what kind of fruit is hanging. You'll see what it tastes like, what it feels like. Well, this is kind of warped. Well, I just need to go back and make sure that what I'm delivering, the type of seed that I'm giving, is not, because the controlled things, we all have the controlled things together. You know? Like what you're really good at, what you can control. It's the uncontrolled things, the people that pick up off of who you are. So when the wind blows and the seed comes off of you, but you weren't purposing that seed, but the wind blew and the seed plants on someone else's field, that's a representation of who you are. When the Holy Spirit comes and goes, oh, wait, you saw that seed? Well, I didn't want you to use that one. I've been holding the best seed for, look, use this. He's like, it's already gone. But what that means is that sometimes you go into worship, or sometimes you get a word, or sometimes the very thing that needs to switch, that needs to change the atmosphere, is you. But it's not about you, because it's not for you. I just imagine how many people missed out on their blessing because when Jesus returned to his hometown, he didn't do many miracles because of their lack of faith. Somebody has to have enough faith to go, I believe in you, so that Jesus Christ can enter in. That's in this house, in this room, in your life. Maybe you need to be the one, and you're like, oh, it's so dark where I work. It's so You know, they operate in such slander, or they're bitter, or my school, everybody has an opinion about this and they go that way. Maybe God is just going, plug in. All I need you to do is plug in. I'll do the rest. Just plug in, and I will be increased, and I will overflow. Because when he overflows, we're not left dry and broken and with lack. When he overflows, he leaves us with something. It's not overwhelming because we never carried the burden. You know, I was reading in 2 Corinthians 1. I was sharing this in the back. I was reading in 2 Corinthians 1. It's just so powerful to understand that Paul and Timothy are writing this to the Corinthians, and they're going, look, in the middle of miracles, in the middle of ministry, we thought we had everything under control, and we went to Asia, and we weren't ready. It was more than we could bear. We did not have the strength, and we had committed ourselves to death. In the middle of the most, you could look and go, oh my gosh, there's so many miracles happening in these two people's lives. They're using the Holy Spirit. There's still opportunity to go, I'm so excited about what God is doing, and I'm carrying it on my own. At some point, you have to go, this is more than I can bear, so I'm not going to bear it. God, what do you want to do? You be the overflow. Toward the end of that chapter, they say, we thank God and we boast, it says. We boast for these three things, for the fact that the world is complicated and they're able to operate in simplicity. They boast in the prayer. This is what is important. They boast in the prayer of those people. Because where Paul and Timothy said, it was too much for me, you guys were here lifting me up, preventing us from the very death that if it was up to us, we would have died. But it wasn't up to us because you connected to our Holy Spirit and you let out prayers that were so powerful that it went beyond what my will was, and I entered into the will of the Father. That's what we need, you guys. We need each other. I was asking God, it's God. It's a reminder, hey, be in church. Good job, you made it. I'm only the one maybe that sets those reminders. Worship. Like, oh yeah, shh, go away. So I'm talking to God, we're talking back and forth, and then God says, what do you want? And this is in regard to kind of the move of the people, of us. What do you want? So we watched this little video. God and I know it sounds crazy, but this is how we function. So we watched this little video, basically, of us. And the only words I could give it, I'm like, God, I just want a spiritual riot. That's all I'm looking for, God. Where there's so much passion that people can't sit still. That they have to stand and that they have to do. That there are no words, but they still scream out. This is what I'm looking for, God. And we watched this whole thing and he was pleased. And then there was this void in the air. Like, what is that? And God is sitting there like, and like, oh, okay. What do you want, God? He goes, thank you. Okay, so it was exciting because we got to watch this whole thing of what I wanted to do. I'm like, yeah, let's just scream out. Let's just worship and just like throwing favor. It was just, you know. And then he's waiting for us to say, what do you want, God? Oh, yes. And you know what it was? It was the exact same thing with a different posture. It was surrender. He says, you can't get to that place until you surrender to me, and then I get to that place through you. There is no revival that you can walk yourself into. You cannot resurrect yourself. You cannot revive to live again. You can't do life again until you surrender to God. And then it feels like the opposite direction of where you would want to go, and you surrender, and then all of a sudden it doesn't make sense, but you're so far forward. And he goes, see, that's how I wanted to do it. You wanted to fight the atmosphere, and I just wanted to light it on fire. I wanted to ignite the atmosphere so the ease of being in here, it wasn't a toiling. You know, God doesn't toil. I mean, we toiled after the garden. Toil to work hard. God just speaks with such authority that it is. He doesn't toil. Who would God fight? What would God have to wrestle against to get to the... It is. Why? Because I am. Wait, I don't... Oh, look, it is. See? And it's this place where we go, I'm so excited for who God is that I'm going to fight the atmosphere. I'm not fighting anybody. Even when they're talking about when I believe is Michael was contending. It says Michael was contending with the devil over the body of Moses. You know what his fight was? The Lord rebuke you. I don't rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. This isn't even my fight. But I already know I won because I'm not going to fight you. The Lord rebuke you. That has to be our answer for every time there's resistance. The Lord rebuke you. I don't rebuke you. Because I have no authority. I have no power without Christ. It's to understand. If you say, I rebuke you, and you're like, oh, no, I forgot to say the Lord. You're carrying in your heart and in your mind an understanding of how we're operating. There is no, I rebuke you, because I can't do it in my own strength. I have to plug in. We're created for this, you guys. Our nature is to be physical and spiritual simultaneously. That's what we're created for. That's supposed to be our regular. Where we show up and we go, we are in the presence of God and on this earth at the same time. That's what the garden was. It was a spiritual place and a physical place. How can we get that? Submit, surrender, and chase after God, even when you're not looking for an answer for something in specific, you know, because that would be based on whatever your circumstance is. Well, I'm going to chase after God when I need finance or health or whatever. I need a place to live, so now I chase after God. I need a healing, so now I chase after God. No, 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 just chase after God. Because in the midst of that, in the midst of you chasing, it allows us to change atmosphere. It allows other people to enter in. And the very people that enter in will continue to support and lift you up. That's what Paul and Timothy were excited about. Because they could write to the Corinthians and go, man, we had invested into you, and then we went to do something else, and it was you who were, you're the ones who were lifting us up. Let's go there together. I'm not going to explain 11 o'clock. It comes right after 10:59. Most of the time, God can do whatever he wants. I don't know. If you have the opportunity, stay. Stay here physically. Stay in the spirit. Wherever you are right now, questioning God, what do you want to do, God? Where are we going to go, God? Stay there. Stay with this inquisitive mind and heart and go, I'm ready. We can spend the next few minutes, 40 minutes, just praying. Or if you need to eat lentils, do it. You know, like this, got to stay alive. But we're going somewhere together. So I want you to prepare. We're going to pray right now. But I want you to prepare your heart and your mind. Remove the things that are blocking you. The you that's blocking you, move that out of the way. Father, we lift you up. All glory be to you. Take us somewhere. Somewhere that we can't be on our own. Where we're just in your presence. Growing together and for you. God, we don't want to grow if it's not for you. Lord, we don't want to increase or overflow without you. We're expecting you to show up, God. Do an awesome work in this house. Be the power to our power strip, Lord. Ignite us, Father. We're excited for the adventure that you have for us that can only be led by the Holy Spirit, and we take you in and say, live in us, God. Live in us. Please. We adore you. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. That reminded me. There's a reminder that just happened right now. Next week is Mission Sunday.